From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He is the fabulist. There's just no other way. He says, sometimes yes, sometimes no. That is Rob Center on the other side of the glass. We appreciate all his help and hard work. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom today, our news director. He's monitoring everything right now. In the studio with us now, Donna Padilla is here. She's the director of outreach and fundraising for the Campus Theater Lewisburg. She's one of the members of this new team of people helping to push the theater forward that you've been hearing about. So welcome aboard, Donna. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. And Michelle Wirt is here. She's a physical therapist. So this is the obvious team if you're going to talk about the Campus Theater. Welcome aboard, Michelle.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming in. You're a physical therapist up in Lewisburg. Integrative therapies, if folks want to look you up. Yoga therapy is one of the things, but do you kind of talk about physical therapy in a less maybe painful way, I guess? Is that maybe?
Yeah. My approach is definitely more holistic. I try to address the whole person regardless of whether they're coming for a headache or backache or some kind of injury or illness. And we look at lifestyle and ways to give them tools and better choices and improving their approach to wellness, basically, which is why one of the reasons that I'm here is to talk about the wellness series with Donna, and I'll be one of the presenters.
Well, we talk Campus Theater. This, I guarantee, is the first time I've been at a mic and said, oh, we're going to talk to the Campus Theater about wellness. But that is one of the things we have to discuss today, right?
Yes, yeah. It's an upcoming series that we're doing in June, so that's why I brought Michelle along to talk a little bit about the work that she'll be doing. And, we hope for a successful inaugural Wellness Month.
Well, folks are just used to driving by and haven't availed themselves of all the details about the Campus Theater. Describe what it is. Folks will drive by, they'll see it's a movie house, and that much is completely clear, but it's a rental hall, it's a place where they're focusing on wellness. What is the Campus Theater?
Yeah, so the Campus Theater is, of course, a place where you can come and enjoy a movie, but we're also open to rentals. We do weddings, we do corporate events, folks advertise on our screen. So we're really trying to make it a place for the community, a meeting center, not just a place to catch a movie.
All right, and everybody can go to campustheater.org and get the full schedule of the movies and then the public things that are there. Every so often you'll see a blank spot. That's where somebody's renting the movie. And I've been at a wedding at the Campus Theater, of all things.
Have you really?
Oh, Drew Kelly and Allie Stevens got married there, and they were colleagues, and they invited, invited me to sit in the back row. So I enjoyed that. That was a couple years ago. It is safe to say that a new team of individuals is running the theater. Just describe that a little bit, please.
Yes. So we had Ellen Flacker-Derer, who was our former executive director, retired at the end of December. And so now Scott Amagnelli, who is the former owner of Pronto, is the new executive director. Jenny Steeler was the rental director, and she owns Brasserie, so she took that on full time. And now we have Jackie Barone in the driver's seat there, and she's wonderful and doing a great job. And Gabrielle is our front of house director, and she has been, she's been there for quite a while, but she's still hanging in with us. And of course, Andy Seal, our technical director.
Well, you got the best of the best there. If you don't mind telling me, and they're all specialists. Pronto closed because of the 24/7 nature of it, not because there was anything wrong with the food. Is he upgrading the food that you find at the Campus Theater? It wasn't bad to start with, but is
so. So that's going to be for our events that we have. We have Scott prepares a lot of the food for that, so we're very lucky to have pretty much a chef as an executive director. So she's been very helpful.
He can't get fired as chef. So he's already at the top of the food chain there, so to speak. Okay, so the Campus Theater, you're really emphasizing that it is for the whole community to come there. There certainly is some things that take place at the Campus Theater that are free, others by invitation only. Many are open to the public. There's documentaries. I know one of the rentals this weekend is a locally produced documentary about a World War II connection that has to do with this area and an area veteran that serves. So we'll be talking about that, incidentally, on Friday morning at 7 in the morning.
We're
going to be talking about that. But I guess just give us an even greater sense of the comprehensive nature of the campus as far as the whole town and the whole region's concerned.
Sure, yeah. So we work, obviously, very closely with Bucknell. Bucknell owns the building, and we rent from them. We do our best to, with the Bucknell classes, where they offer free films, and we open that up to the public, so everyone's welcome to come and see those movies. We actually just wrapped the series yesterday with Lost in Translation. So come August or September, we'll start back up again.
Right, and these are with the Bucknell classes that
yes,
are tied.
Yes, and then
that.
We have coming up our summer family film series and our Hitchcock series, which will be free to the community. And we received generous funding from the Woodcock Foundation and Bucknell. And we also have a classic film series coming up. So we're looking forward to that and bringing in new community members just to see the theater.
Who controls the theater? Explain that there. I know that there's a board that's associated with this, and the community has a lot to say about this and the funding.
Yes. Yeah, so the board and our executive director work very closely to steer, the mission of the nonprofit, the Campus Theater, and Bucknell maintains the building. So that's sort of how we work together to keep it afloat and keep it moving in the right direction.
All right. Well, you have an open mic anytime to come back and tell us about various events that come up. One that is coming up is wellness. So introduce it, and we'll see what our therapist is going to talk about.
Yes. So June 4th, we'll kick off the wellness series. And Michelle has kindly, reached out to her network and scheduled four different workshops over the course of the month, and she can tell us a little bit more about that.
Do tell.
Sure. So I will be doing the first workshop with an overall look at wellness in general called Body Awareness for Wellness. And really it's an introduction to how we can become more mindful, more aware of what the ways in which our body is speaking to us about our daily habits and how what we do and say can contribute to or detract from our wellness, our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's largely based on the approach of yoga. Yoga is a lifestyle. It's a life science. And it's probably one of the best holistic models that was ever developed. Looks at us and acknowledges and honors that we are not only physical beings, but we have emotional, mental, social connection, spiritual layers as well. So in order to truly look at what creates well-being, we have to address all those layers of us. And physical wellness is a place to start, social connection, connection to something greater. All of those things really play into how we see ourselves in our, in our place in the world and how well we can deal with life events. And so the wellness series itself is an introduction to a lot of these topics in the broader spectrum. And so following my workshop, there will be a workshop given by Dawn Shawley, who is a yoga teacher locally. And she will address kind of like one of the foundations of yoga through looking at ways to develop healthy feet, how to be grounded, how to be more balanced. So that's kind of a metaphor. We can be grounded and balanced physically, but when we have that, we also can approach life in a more grounded and balanced way. And after that, we have a presentation given by Cookie Connolly, who is also a local yoga teacher. She is the wellness director at Ridgecrest in Lewisburg. And she will be focusing on mindful breathing exercises and stretching for reducing stress and anxiety. And following that, we will have a local Tai Chi instructor, Kit Sisson, who has been teaching Tai Chi for many years locally, and a very lovely teacher. And she's going to be speaking on how Tai Chi contributes to well-being through a happy brain and sports prowess. And following that, kind of as a way to end the series.
Yeah, this will be exciting. Very much looking forward to this.
Yes. Andy Seal, who is the technical director at the theater, also a local musician, will be doing a what we call a sound immersion or gong bath in the theater. So that will be a way to end, and it's a really great, just a sound experience that's very healing. And the theater is a nice environment, a nice atmosphere, so to speak, for being bathed in sound in that way. It's a very unique experience. If you've never had been in a room full of gongs and bowls and bells, it's really a delight, and it's a very unique way to end the series, and a really great way to just come and listen to some relaxing sounds and
so kids
be in
with
that
the
vibration.
Pots, kids with the pots and pans were on to something.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's therapeutic to bang a gong and
it is.
To make some noise and hit a drum. Well, we see drum circles where people seem to be enjoying sort of a connection and
rhythm and of any kind like that is very relaxing. It brings people together. Yes.
Fabulous wellness series. Thanks to your
Thank
good colleague
you, yeah,
helping to tie
yeah.
all that together. And again, this is the theater's focus is to just invite folks. Are these elements free also?
So the wellness series will be Tuesdays from 9 to 11 a.m. and $25 per workshop. So you don't have to sign up for all of them, or you can do all of them. It's up to you. And, you know.
Tuesday mornings.
Yes. Okay. So I think this will be a great way to experiment with our space and to bring in hopefully some new folks. And, you know, we, of course, adore our current members, but, you know, we'd love to invite other folks to come in and be a part of what we're doing.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, but campustheater.org, spell it with the T-R-E at the end instead of the Americanized theater version. So it's campustheater.org. There's great eats, great opportunities, great fun. The schedules, I can see the April and May schedule at campustheater.org.
Yes. I will actually be uploading the May schedule when I leave here, so stay tuned for that. Yes, and we have an exciting Kentucky Derby members event on Saturday. So if you are a member or if you want to be a new member, please come down 5 p.m. We'll be watching the Derby and having some great food. So
Donna Padilla is Director of Outreach and Fundraising at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Thank you so much for coming in. And Michelle Wirt, thank you. I feel like I know a little bit more about health and wellness for just having spoken to you, let alone get an appointment. So all of that would be good, too. She's a physical therapist in Lewisburg. Integrative Therapy, the name of her facility in Lewisburg.